Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ellie Katz, in for Ed Ronco. The city of Traverse City wants your input. A new survey is out asking for ideas on how to use city-owned property to, quote, enhance the quality of life for residents. This is an opportunity for people who live in Traverse City to get creative and think outside the box on what they want their community to look like. IPR's Austin Rowlater sat down with city manager Benjamin Marantet to discuss the survey. He started off by asking what kinds of ideas the city is hoping to get from the survey.
Honestly, ideas that would put a smile on people's faces, would make them feel like they're somewhere special doing something neat and unique, and, things that make people feel welcoming included.
Just so we're clear, this is ideas for community spaces. Like, the city owns some land around the city of Traverse City, and you're hoping for people to submit ideas for how that land could be utilized?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the land obviously belongs to the people. It's officially held by the city, but on behalf of the residents of Traverse City. And I think it just only makes a lot of sense to get thoughts and, frankly, crowdsource and benefit from ideas that other people have on how we can make these spaces magical, or maybe more magical and more inclusive.
So you've got all these ideas and suggestions coming in. How do you and your staff plan on using those suggestions? Like, if somebody comes up with a really good idea, is it possible that it just gets implemented?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on the exact nature of that really good idea. In some cases, it could require action of the city commission. It could be something that's more significant in the sense that it might require a vote of the people, depending on the nature of the suggestion. I'm saying that because we truly are hoping to have things that are very easy to implement that might be considered, you know, oh, that's an absolute no-brainer, to, wow, that's a really cool stretch goal. And so, yeah, certainly some ideas could be brought forward that just almost immediately could just be implemented. And I'll say that something that will sort of that is sort of in line with this type of an approach of asking the communities for feedback is I am proposing in this next budget that I'll be recommending to the City Commission that we allocate some funding for initiatives that would be brought forward by what I'm calling a Traverse City Vibes Council. So these would be small to medium scale, like place-making initiatives, things that could be very easy to do or maybe a little bit more involved, that would, again, put smiles on people's faces, make them feel like, oh, we're somewhere neat, someplace that feels like we feel more alive when we're here. And again, all the whole real concept behind this and the driving principle is to leverage feedback that other people have so that we can do things better that are more reflective of what folks want.
Did you say Traverse City Vibe Council?
Yes, Vibes Council.
Cool. So I'm just wondering if you could tell us why community gathering places are important in the first place.
Well, I think, you know, when folks can be with other people and can be outside, there's a lot of science behind how that nurtures mental health in a positive way. When folks feel connected to other people, when they feel connected to their community and the land in which they live, it increases mental health, it increases physical health, and, you know, sort of what helps build mental and physical health up is a sense of belonging. And so that's, you know, really to me why this type of thing is so important.
Thank you so much for coming on, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
That was Traverse City Manager Benjamin Marantet speaking with IPR's Austin Rowlater. If you would like to take that survey, you can visit our website, iprnews.org, and click on the Up North Lowdown. That's it for the Up North Lowdown for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Ellie Katz.
Hey, this is Austin Rolater, producer for the Up North Lowdown. What we're trying to deliver here every morning with the Lowdown is almost like a shelter from the storm. It's like a roof over your head on a rainy day, or maybe even a life raft when the rain just keeps on falling. But for 9 minutes, you don't have to pretend to be an armchair quarterback in the world of geopolitics or a witness to what sometimes feels like an international dumpster fire. You can set your focus here in northern Michigan. How's it going in your neck of the woods? What's the lowdown in your own backyard? Those are the questions we want to answer, and to do that, we need your help. Since Congress voted to dissolve the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, our show is now 100% community supported. That means you, listening, are our only lifeline. So please, we need your support, whether it's $5 a month, $10 a month, or a larger one-time donation. Whatever you can afford will go a long way in helping this 9-minute chunk of local radio continue on into an uncertain future. You can give online now at iprnews.org.